This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Muslim majority nations have expressed outrage at the desecration of a copy of the Quran in Sweden. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Some nations, including Iran, Iraq, and Lebanon, are preparing for street demonstrations following midday prayers to show their anger against Swedish police permitting a protest on Thursday in which an Iraqi Christian living in Stockholm kicked and stood on a Quran, Islam's holy book, outside of the Iraqi embassy. Hours before that, demonstrators in Baghdad had broken into the Swedish embassy and lit a fire to show their anger at the threats to burn the book. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia pounded Ukrainian food export facilities for a fourth day in a row on Friday and practiced seizing ships in the Black Sea in an escalation of what Western leaders say is an attempt to wriggle out of sanctions by threatening a global food crisis. The direct attacks on Ukraine's grain, a key part of the global food chain, followed a vow by Kyiv to defy Russia's naval blockade on its grain export ports, following Moscow's withdrawal this week from a UN-brokered Safe Sea Corridor agreement. The head of U.S. Foreign Intelligence, CIA Director William Burns, says Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin's failed mutiny last month exposed weaknesses in both President Vladimir Putin's system and Russia's strategy in Ukraine.
The truth is there's a lot of disaffection in Russia, in the elite and outside it in Russia right now, and we're not wasting the opportunity as an intelligence service to try to take advantage of it.
During a conversation at the Aspen Security Forum, Burns said further Ukrainian gains on the battlefield will make more Russians pay attention to a blistering critique of the war made by Prigozhin just prior to the mutiny. This is VOA News. Some experts are anticipating one of Australia's hottest summers, fueling the risks of bushfires and droughts. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Barry Calvert, the president of the Western Sydney Regional Organisation of Councils, told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that cities must be designed to cope with the heat.
The housing we have now in Western Sydney is not designed for this heat. It's all based on air conditioning. As you know, if the grid goes out, the air conditioning doesn't work, and those houses become like little prisons of heat.
Australia is the world's driest inhabited continent. Its highest ever recorded temperature is over 50 degrees Celsius. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Heat waves are expected to persist in a large part of the world through August, an advisor on extreme heat said on Friday, following on from record temperatures in recent weeks. The World Meteorological Organization said earlier this week it expected temperatures in North America, Asia, North Africa, and the Mediterranean to be above 40 degrees for a prolonged number of days this week as the heat wave intensifies. Southern Europe is grappling with a record-breaking heat wave during the peak summer tourist season, prompting the authorities to warn of an increased risk of health problems and even death. Former U.S. President Donald Trump now has a trial date in the federal case charging him with illegally retaining classified documents, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A federal judge in Florida has set a May 20th trial date next year. That's a compromise. Prosecutors wanted it this December. Trump's lawyers pushed to schedule the trial after next year's presidential election. If the May 20th date sticks, the trial would probably come well after a GOP nominee is clear. Trump is now the front runner. The trial would also be close to a separate Trump trial in a New York hush money case, and the ex-president could be looking at more trials in a Justice Department and a Georgia probe of efforts to undo the 2020 White House race results. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tony Bennett, the eminent stylist and last of the great saloon singers whose devotion to classic American songs and knack for creating new standards such as I Left My Heart in San Francisco graced a decades-long career, has died at age 96. His publicist said he died Friday. Bennett often said his lifelong ambition was to create a hit catalog rather than hit records, which he accomplished through more than 70 albums. Bennett was praised often by fellow performers, but never more meaningful than what Frank Sinatra said in 1965. Quote, for my money, Tony Bennett is the best singer in the business. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.